I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ.
God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and His blood has made me whole.
If a child is repeatedly told they are stupid, bad, and worthless, most likely they will grow into a person who then acts stupid, bad, and worthless. This does not mean the person who put these things into their mind was correct. Instead, the lies they told this child were like the thief Jesus spoke of who came to kill and steal and destroy. That's John 10, verse 10. The lies told to this child robbed them of their human dignity and of the life they could have had. The Apostle Paul is clear that the purification of the believer from sin is the central work of salvation. He says, God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:13. The Greek word translated as sanctification means purification. The Spirit spoken of in this verse is your Spirit and not the Holy Spirit. God chose to save you by purifying your spirit. This is the work Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross where He died to take away the sin of the world. Read that in John 1:29. This sanctification of the Spirit becomes our reality when we believe the truth and are born again of the Spirit of God. A person whose spirit or heart has been cleansed from sin still has much to learn in this walk in Christ. They are not spiritual robots. They will make mistakes. They must grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18. Yet, because they have been washed from sin and born of God, they are no longer a sinful being. Their very nature has been changed through the salvation brought to them by the work of Christ. Paul describes the work of this great salvation in his letter to the believers at Rome. He tells them that everyone who is in Christ has been crucified in union with Christ so that the body of sin or sinful nature would be destroyed. That's Romans 6, verse 6. He goes further, saying, not only is the believer dead with Christ and free from sin, read Romans 6:22, but they are also risen with Christ to walk in newness of life. That's Romans 6:4. The apostle then tells every believer they are to reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's Romans 6:11. The word translated indeed in this passage means in fact. It is a fact that a child of God is both dead unto sin and alive unto God. They are not sinners. They are not of this world. The work of Christ on the cross has made them to be new creatures. Read 2 Corinthians 5:17. You must recognize it and account it to be true. In the next verse, Paul warns of what will happen if a child of God does not accept the truth of what Christ has done in them. He says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. That's Romans 6, verse 12. The Greek word translated as let not in this verse actually means lest. Paul is telling you how vitally important it is for you to believe the truth of what Christ has done in you lest sin reign in your mortal body. If you reject the truth and believe a lie, you open the door for sin to become your master once again. The continuous drumbeat from pulpits across America, which say, we are still sinners and we sin every day, is akin to the person who tells a child they are bad, stupid, and worthless. Those who say such things are destroying faith in Christ, who promised he would make us free from sin. Read John 8:32-36. Those who believe their words feel humble repeating them, just as a child may accept the lies of their own worthlessness. My dad tells of a man who came to him about his teenage daughter. The man was very harsh and rigid to his children. He accused his daughter of wanting to be a harlot and Jezebel because she wanted to wear a little blush on her cheeks. Soon, the daughter began to sneak out at nights and meet up with older men. My dad was very straight with this man, saying, "You have made her to think she is a harlot just because she wants to wear a little makeup. Then, when a man comes along pretending to love her, she already feels like a harlot, so what is the problem with sleeping with him?" The child of God, who has been convinced they are still a sinner, is already half defeated when Satan comes calling. The things he offers them won't make any difference because it is already what they think they are. Satan has to do very little to prove to them their pastors were right who told them they would sin every day. And of course, this is that day. Someone must tell them, "No, you are not a sinner. Jesus Christ has made you a new creature, and his blood has made you free." I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. I invite you to join us for Spring Camp Meeting 2026 at Calvary Outreach Church in Conroe, Texas. This will be April 16th through 19th. Over 4 days, there will be 11 services in the presence of Almighty God. We have free rooms available upon request. Just come stay for the whole meeting and let us all worship God in the glory of his presence. For more information, you can email us at contact@clchurch.org or call us 281-572-9200.